866-775-6775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. We have a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team, when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, it is a beautiful day, Ron Siegel Radio. So we are celebrating as we do every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Sometimes we've got some interesting ones. Sometimes there are some exciting ones. Sometimes we just have to call them out as they are. Yeah, nothing exciting on it. National Online Learning Today. Well, I guess we've learned about that one.
It is what it is.
Yeah, probably not the best source or thing that we want to be doing right now. Some instances it might be great, but for the masses, maybe not. National Cream to Mint Day. I'm not a big fan. Yeah, we'll get rid of that one. Felt Hat Day. If it was Christmas time, maybe. National Nurses Day. Yeah, we celebrate our neonatal nurses. We got to be real specific on that. So National Neonatal Nurses Day. Okay, Double Cheeseburger Day. Where do you get your favorite double cheeseburgers? I know we're going to have a lot of people telling me that In-N-Out is the place, but not going to say that I'm a fan. I am not. Yeah, that would not be my cup of tea. I'm not into that one. Yeah, holy cow, my guys are a little active there this morning. But I do see a couple that we can get behind. National Cheese Toast Day, I like that. Throw some garlic on it as well. And let's see, National Linguine Day. Yeah, throw some seafood on top of that one. I'd enjoy that as well. So we've got a couple of good ones in there to celebrate today. Hey, let's take a look at what's going on in the markets. We're going to look at that for you. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 104 points. S&P 500 up 30.53. NASDAQ up 166.23. Oil up 58 cents per barrel. So we watch that one because that is what leads to gas prices. And yes, we are in Taxifornia, Calizuela. We like to tax everything we possibly can. If it moves, tax it. If it doesn't, fine it. So we are now dropped a little bit below. We're no longer the number one gas pricing state in the union. Although we do claim number one status on the mainland, Hawaii has beat us out. But they're only a little bit more. There are about 8/10 of one penny more than we are here in Calizuela. National average of a gallon of gasoline is $2.18.6 at a dollar and a nickel, 50% higher than the national average. We are in Calizuela. Unbelievable. We are the only state in the union on the mainland that has gasoline prices. I'm going to look at it probably, well, there's a couple that are in the 280s, but we're basically the only, no other state is over $3 a gallon other than Calizuela And obviously, Hawaii is not the mainland. They beat us out by that 0.8 cents. Cheapest gas in the land is $1.86.1. That would be in Mississippi. Now, think about this. All of these states, Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee, Kentucky, and South Carolina, every one of those states, under $2 a gallon. And here we are, the biggest state in the union, over $3 a gallon. It just makes you got to wonder, right? I mean, that is our politicians.
Nothing like a little air superiority.
Do you think we've got the best roads in the land, being that we pay all of this money into our taxes and we pay them for the most in for gasoline? They tell us it's to help our roads, but what do you think? Are we getting the best prices on gasoline? Does it transfer over into the best roads in the land? I'm going to look at that right now. I don't think it is. But hey, let's take a look and see what the gas taxes are around the country. Unbelievable. I think last time I looked, it's not really easily found on the Tax Foundation website. But the last time I did find it, we were able to get there and see that Calizuela actually pays about 60 cents a gallon just in tax, just in taxes in Calizuela on gasoline. Just amazing. But hey, you know something? We like to continue doing that to ourselves. How do I know that? Because we vote for the same people over and over again. If we didn't like it, we wouldn't be doing it over and over again. You know, that's just the way it is. So if you want to make a change, go ahead and make that change. 61.2 cents. The last number I'm seeing here is July 2019. Obviously, prices have not gone down. Taxes have not gone down. They never go down in Calizuela. Unbelievable. But that's where we are. Let's take a look and see what else is going on in the news right now. Unreal. We've got another celebrity wannabe, Vanessa Bryant. Have you followed this story at all? Sheriff Alex Villanueva challenged NBA super slime LeBron James to match the reward money for information on the shooting of two deputies in Compton, California over the weekend. You know, LeBron has been a big Black Lives Matter guy. Well, what does he come up with? The sheriff says, you know, something, maybe you ought to try and do something good for the entire community instead of a very, 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 very small subset. Right, there's under 50 people, under 50 Black Americans are shot by police, unarmed Blacks are shot by police each year. Under 50 out of a country of 350 million. But that's where LeBron James wants to focus. Maybe he should focus on some basketball. But Vanessa Bryant now coming back, I guess she's trying to stay relevant in a irrelevant, she's always been irrelevant, right? But trying to keep herself relevant. So she's getting on the LeBron James, Baby James bandwagon and stating that, you know, that the sheriff's department let pictures of the plane or helicopter crash get out. Well, does she know that, or does she know who it was that did that? Now, there's a claim that eight deputies accused of sharing images from the helicopter crash site, they should be dealt with according to the rules. But what does that have to do with getting up and standing up for the police? Now, if something happens in her neighborhood right there in Newport Coast, don't you think she'll be the first one to call the police? And if they don't show up right away, she'll be the first one to complain about the police. But let's see if maybe she has enough money to match the money going toward this fund to try and find, again, information leading to the arrest and conviction of the slime that shot these two, or ambushed these two police officers sitting in their car. I guess a sheriff deputies is more accurate, is a terminology. Unreal, but that's celebrities nowadays. They want to stay relevant by being anti-American, anti-police. It'd be nice if they just went to a country that they thought was great. Now, many of us think that this is a great country, but you know, if they're so upset by it, you know, why is it that they don't go somewhere that they're happier with? I just throw that question out there to you. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, I got a great broadcast lined up for you today. Is now a good time to move? And then we're going to be talking all about your credit. We've got a lot of topics in here. Protecting your credit during the coronavirus outbreak. Why your credit limit might be lowered due to coronavirus. What happens if your deferred loan status is set to expire? All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, you know it's shame on you, but the replay is available. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
In the middle of our street, our house.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice, licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives, too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs and the products. You just need to make the call. 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. So let's take a look at the markets. Dow Jones up 106 now. The NASDAQ is up 165 as I speak to you. S&P 500 up 31. 10-year Treasury, the yield, the interest rate up 1 basis point. We are on Fed watch today. They are doing their two-day meeting, so we won't have any information from them. But they're meeting today and tomorrow. The mortgage-backed securities are down 6 basis points. If you've been following our commentary and watching what we've been telling folks right along, you will know that I've been watching this a lot to see where we're going on this 30-year bond on the mortgage-backed securities. And are we going to break below the pennant pattern, or are we going to break above it? So far today, we've gone below it. After yesterday's hammer, I think we'll probably, this might be a not the greatest sign for us, but we will be looking at a 102.74 as our hold. So it's about 26 basis points below where we are right now. But hey, let's take a look and see why we're doing what we're doing. We always want to know the why behind it and what's going on. Well, it's all about the Federal Reserve and what their commentary is and what they're saying about inflation. So they are starting that two-day meeting today with their statement to be released tomorrow about 11 o'clock California time. Of course, their comments on inflation will be the focus. And speaking of the Fed, CNBC released their latest Fed survey where they poll economists to find out their thoughts on the Fed, when the Fed will act. Remember, the Fed has said they still want 2% inflation over the long term, but will allow periods of hotter than 2% inflation. The survey showed that 40% believe the Fed will allow inflation to run hotter than 2% for a period greater than 1 year. Think about that concept. Now, you might say, okay, well, so what? But that hurts the bondholders. So going over that 1 year period is not fun.
Such an idiot.
That might not.
Such an idiot.
Stop that, guys. Hey, stop that. Okay. So the some may think it's a good for the power of bonds. Here's the issue on that. The hurts the fixed income. That would be our seniors with inflation, because the bonds become worth less because of the evaporation of the money through that inflation. Got some COVID-19 news. University of Pittsburgh scientists reportedly have isolated the smallest biological molecule that completely and specifically neutralizes COVID-19. So small that it does not bind to human cells, so it's thought to not have negative side effects. It has been effective in preventing and treating mice and hamsters so far. We'll see how this progresses, but it is optimistic news for right now. We have a 20-year bond auction that's coming up later today. Last week's 10- and 30-year auctions were weak and not friendly to the bond market. So we're watching all of those things for you to see how they progress, how we can use that information for you. That is the Mortgage Minute, brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star, they've got the programs and the products. You just need to make the call, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. Or you can go to the website, mysocallender.com, mysocallender.com. So we wanted to talk to you a little bit today about some credit issues. It's one of the biggest topics we have on Ron Siegel Radio, people trying to understand how we can address or how they can work on their credit, what they need to know about credit. So protecting your credit during the coronavirus outbreak is our subject this morning, or at least one of our subjects, or the first of our subjects. As the number of coronavirus cases spreads, it is also having negative impact on the financial health of the economy at large and the economic well-being of individuals across the United States. The unusual nature of this pandemic has resulted in the temporary closing of schools, cancellation of events, and the disruption of the distribution of goods and services that may have the unintended consequences of impacting some of people's ability to pay bills on time. If you are one of those impacted consumers, you may be wondering, what will happen if I miss payments on my credit cards and loans? How might the decisions I make affect my credit rating and access to credit in the future? Those are important questions to consider, because your FICO scores influence the credit available to you, as well as the terms such as interest rates and amount of credit extended. To be clear, medical conditions or diseases are not considered by FICO scores and will not directly impact a FICO score. However, the potential financial fallout of missing a payment, charging credit cards up to and over their limit, or opening several new credit accounts over a short period of time can have a negative impact on your score. So what should you do to help yourself and monitor changes to your FICO scores if your financial situation has been impacted by coronavirus? Before bill payments are due, you should contact your bank and other creditors as soon as possible to make them aware of your situation. Your lender will likely have procedures in place to work with customers impacted by this unique health emergency. In fact, several federal and state regulators have already issued guidance to lenders, encouraging financial institutions to work constructively with affected consumers, small business owners, and communities. For example, your lenders may work with you to increase your available credit, set up a deferred payment plan, or temporarily place the loan in forbearance, meaning you may get temporary relief from having to make full payments on your credit obligations. The placement and reporting of an account in forbearance or a deferred payment plan in and of itself does not negatively impact FICO scores. This holds true with all versions of the FICO scores. Keep in mind, prior history of payments will continue to be considered in the calculation of your FICO scores. So too will other information your lender regularly updates on the account, such as current balance and payment status. As such, you may want to also check with your lender on how they intend to report these fields while the account is in forbearance or a deferred payment plan. For example, does your lender plan to report the payment status of your account as current, paid as agreed during the forbearance period? Each lender is likely to have their own unique policies. So if you have loans from different financial institutions, you'll want to contact each of them to cover all of your bases. Just throwing that out there for you. There's a lot of different ways. We don't want you to get hurt by doing the right thing. There are some institutions that will they're more stringent than others, a little less forgiving. So make sure you're just chatting with them, see what they have to say, what their policies are, because again, every one of them has a different set of policies, and some of them are being, I will say the word, jerks right now, because you know everybody knows what's going on, everybody knows about the pandemic. Right. So it's not a secret to anybody. And if they're not working with you, then they're basically just showing that they're not really being a good corporate citizen, my opinion. Because there are some of them that are actually going out there and lowering credit limits due to the coronavirus. They're basically looking and saying, as economic conditions continue to be challenging because of the coronavirus pandemic, millions of Americans continue to struggle with maintaining their financial health. At the same time, lenders are growing more concerned about the increasing risk exposure of their customers not being able to pay their bills on time. So lenders are taking actions to reduce that exposure. One action being taken by card issuers is the lowering of credit limits on credit cards and even closing down credit cards with no activity, and not just on customers with really low credit scores. So has this happened to you? If so, you may be wondering about potential negative outcomes and what you can do about it. When you apply for a credit card, the issuer determines the credit limit they'll assign based on your credit score, income, and other factors. To be competitive, most card issuers assign higher credit limits, especially when the economy is healthy. When the economy enters a recessionary state, the risk of consumers using more of their available credit to stay afloat increases. Many issuers are going to take action to reduce the credit limits available to you, as well as proactively close dormant accounts. It's all about lowering their risk exposure. One possible outcome of this action is a decrease in your credit scores. One of the most predictive factors considered in the FICO scores is your revolving credit utilization ratio. This is a measure of how much of your available revolving credit is being used. The higher the ratio, the greater the risk and more points lost in the score. We're going to talk more about that when we come back, because we want to get into the points lost issue and using credit properly and how many credit cards you should have. So I'm going to just make a note here so that we can get into all that stuff when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we're going to also talk about, is now a good time to move? All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990. Got a question here. Do people who lost their homes in fire still have to pay their mortgage? Anthony, generally the answer to that question is the insurance company will start covering that. They'll give you the money to take care of that. So the answer is basically yes, you have to pay your mortgage, but you're going to get additional living expenses. Your insurance company will cover that cost of your expenses. You're not going to have to pay for double housing. So as part of your property insurance, there's several different hidden features that the insurance companies are not going to tell you about. So what are some of those features? They're going to be basically additional living expenses, ALE, FRV, fair rental value. So if you had a four-bedroom house, they might try and put you into a one-bedroom hotel room. No, doesn't work that way. So they don't have to give you a mansion, but the contract will generally state that they've got to give you like kind. So if you had a four-bedroom home with a pool and a view, maybe even an ocean view, then your contract is generally going to say that they should be paying for you to have a four-bedroom home with a pool and an ocean view, something similar to what you had. So that is one of the – and I'll try and get an insurance agent to come in here and chat with us a little bit more about this. But generally that's the case, is they have to give you a like style. Now, there are limitations. They're usually more than you're going to need. I think the last one I looked at had like a – on a property that was worth about $700,000, there was a limitation on the additional living expenses. I think it was like $250,000. There also are additional requirements for the insurance company to take care of additional cost of food. So if your normal household budget is, and I don't even know your number, $500 a month for food, and now because your house burnt down and you're having to go out to eat all the time, and now you're spending $800 a month, the requirement then is looking at about $300 a month, that delta, 800 minus 500. So you're going to get an additional expense for that. If you had an animal, so if you have a dog, they've got to put you in a place that accepts pets. If you had, it may be that temporarily you need three hotel rooms until you can find a house to rent. Because I know that there is a shortage of rental property right now. So there's a lot to that, but generally, yes, you have to pay your mortgage, but it's not going to be an additional expense to go and find someplace else. Because what the insurance company, what the insurance is, and what your mortgage company is saying, is that your house needs to be put back to the way it was. And there's a lot going into that as well, as putting your house back to the way it was. There's a lot to that commentary as well. So hope that helps. If you need any additional information, give me a call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. So let's get to the real-time real estate segment today, brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text SLT Home Digest, SLT Home Digest, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. And you're also going to be able to find out exactly what the county recorder knows about your property and what the market believes about your property. Just go in there, get on the free report. It'll send you something every month, and you've got that information. So is now a good time to move is the question today. How long have you lived in your current home? If it's been a while, you may be thinking about moving. According to the latest profile of home buyers and sellers by the National Association of Realtors, in 2019, homeowners were living in their homes for an average of 10 years. Long time to be in one place, considering the average length of time homeowners used to stay put hovered closer to 6 years. With today's changing home buyer needs, especially given how the current health crisis has altered our daily lifestyles, many homeowners are considering where they're at and thinking about moving to a new home with more space for their families. So here's what might be a great time to make happen. The real estate market has changed in many ways over the past 10 years, and current homeowners are earning much more equity today than they used to have. According to CoreLogic, in the first quarter of 2020 alone, the average homeowner gained approximately $9,600 in equity. That is on a national level. Figure you should probably have 2.5 times that for those of us here in Southern California. So that's about $25,000. If you're considering selling your house right now, you may have accumulated more equity put toward a move than you realize. Dialing back 10 years, many homeowners also locked in fairly low mortgage rate. In 2010, the average rate was only 4.09%. This motivated homeowners to stay in their houses longer than usual to keep their rate low rather than moving. Just last Thursday, however, average mortgage rates hit a historic low at 2.86. Sam Cotter, chief economist at Freddie Mac, explains, quote, mortgage rates have hit another record low due to a late summer slowdown in the economic recovery. These low rates have ignited robust purchase demand activity, which is up 25% from a year ago and has been growing at double-digit rates for 4 consecutive months, unquote. 10 years ago, we couldn't have imagined a mortgage rate under 3%. Looking at the math today, making a move into a new home and locking in significantly lower rate than you have now could save you greatly on a monthly basis and over the life of your loan. I'm going to put up here for those of you watching us on ronsiegelradio.tv or on the AM 1490 ABC News and Talk video stream. You're going to see right there the mortgage payment difference over a 10-year period from that date in 2010 until today. And think about what the differences are. The example shows you can save a substantial amount every month if you qualify for today's low mortgage rate, and a savings can really add up over the life of a 30-year fixed loan. Think about this. Now, I'm using Freddie Mac numbers, so don't call me telling me, hey, Ron, you got to put in the APRs and all that kind of stuff. We're using Freddie Mac's numbers from when they released them a year ago and now. So a house in 2010, the mortgage amount, let's just use a number of $300,000 with a 4.09% interest rate, payment of $1,448. Today, that $300,000 mortgage amount with an average interest rate of 2.86, again, that's the Freddie Mac Mortgage Market Survey average, is a payment of $1,242, a $206 savings. And on a 30-year loan, you're going to save $74,160. Think about that. And that's, again, we've just rounded the interest to the nearest dollar. That's all on the data that's on the screen if you're watching us. You can save a substantial amount every month if you qualify. Again, and not everybody qualifies. Again, that is base rate data. What does base rate data mean? That means that it is based on a single family residence, exceptional FICO score. You've got to have I think it's 40% equity in the property, right? So it's a base where they're going to then say, okay, there's certain things that are going to get you better rating, and there's certain things that you can do that are going to hinder your rate. A condo, cash out, all of those things have a negative impact. As a homeowner, you have a huge opportunity to move up right now, whether you want to save more each month or get more home for your money based on your family's changing needs. Great time to connect to discuss the market in our area. Buyers actively looking for more homes to buy. And you can win big by making a move if the time is right for you. Here's an issue that some people are not talking about, not thinking about. You may want to go and find a new home because, as you heard from our millennials yesterday, the ladies were chatting about this, that it's a lot easier to sell a home today than it is to buy a home. Not for any reason other than the fact that it's just the market out there right now. There's not a lot of inventory out there for people to buy. So when you're trying to find something, it's easier to sell your existing home than it is to go and buy a new one. That's the real-time real estate segment. Again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text SLT Home Digest 79564. Find that dream home before someone else does. So before the break, we were chatting a little bit about why your credit might be lowered during the coronavirus. And one of the things that we were chatting about is if you've got dormant credit cards. And I'm going to tell you right now, dormant credit cards, there's no reason you should ever have a dormant credit card. You say, Ron, I don't want to incur debt. And I can say, okay, I get that. I understand it. It's a very smart thought. But how about if you don't incur debt and still don't have dormant credit cards? Because you have expenses every month. And some of those expenses can actually be put on a credit card to maintain it not being dormant. And here's my thought for you. Consider this. Probably 4 or 5 credit cards. You have one credit card that you charge your electric bill, one credit card that you charge your gas bill, one credit card to charge your TV, cable TV, if you have something like that, one credit card for your cell phone, if you have a landline, if you have internet connectivity. Write a separate credit card for every one of those. And then put each of those items on auto pay. So far we haven't added any extra work for you. We haven't added any extra credit because you're going to incur all of those debts anyway. Now when the bill comes in, go into your bank and on your auto payment function on your bank and just pay that bill immediately. Right, so you're not incurring debt. You had an electric bill. You had to make the payment on it. So you did that through the credit card. You paid the credit card off immediately. just as you would have done the electric bill, but now that credit card is no longer dormant. It is also aging, which is good for you. It's going to continue aging. The older it gets, the more it helps your credit scores. So that's good stuff for you. And the more that you have, the more you keep that balance is zero, good for your credit scores. Higher the limit, good for your credit scores. And again, you haven't added any debt because it's always going to be a zero balance just because you're not using it for anything for it other than paying an existing monthly bill. Just throw that out there for your consideration. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, we've got some more credit issues to talk about. Good news for refinancing, but you'll need to move fast. All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, it's 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
You have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership. What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Change and without risk. Licensed by the California DOC and DRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal DRE 01869452 and 1866775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, the featured home segment today, being brought to you by MySoCalLender.com, MySoCalLender.com. They bring us our featured home segment almost every day. They've got a segment to share with us. Today's home, this property, being shared with you for you to you. And I believe that our feature is from Paula Barrett. I keep pulling up the wrong information. We don't want that. We want to get. I've really done it and messed things up. So let's get to the featured home. It's from Paula Barrett. There it is. Come on. 19951 Wrightwood Court. That's Yorba Linda, 4 bedrooms, 2 full bathrooms. Woodgate community with the look and feel of a single family home. Perfect 4-bedroom home. Has a convenient, welcoming floor plan. Perfect for working from home. 2 bedrooms and a loft and a 1 bathroom upstairs. Main floor master bedroom that shares 1 bathroom with the 4th bedroom. Currently it's being used as a den or an office downstairs. Recessed lighting, ceiling fans, new windows, remodeled kitchen, center island, quartz counters, white shaker cabinets, and sliding glass door into the backyard. Direct access 2-car garage with a laundry. $575,000 could get you that house. That's the asking price right now, but we'll see what happens from there. If you've got that FHA loan, you're looking at $4,229 a month, 30 years, 20% down, $2,917 a month. And if you look, doing it a 15-year loan, $3,854 a month. And yes, I'll give you the APRs, 5.60, 3.10, 2.623, NMLS 217037. Give you all the data right there. Again, if you want more information on this property, give us a call at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. The property is from our friend Paula Barrett. And again, you can give me a call at 800. Featured home segment brought to you by MySoCalLender.com. MySoCalLender.com is our featured home sponsor. Always looking for some features. So if you are a listing agent and you've got a property that you think might be good, hey, let's just talk about that. Let's continue our conversation, our discussion on the ideas of what happens if you're having some problems with your credit limit lowered due to coronavirus. How does the reduction of credit limits hurt your FICO score? So in the following example, suppose you have 3 credit cards, a Discover card with a $4,000 limit, balance $2,000. That is a 50% utilization. You have a MasterCard, $4,000 limit, balance $3,000. That is 75% utilization, 3,000 divided by 4,000. Visa with a limit of 2,000, balance is zero. So your total is $5,000 balance, $10,000 limit, 50% utilization. Are we all together so far? So you discover that MasterCard credit limits are reduced by $1,000 each. Let's see what happens. So your Discover card, the limit's now 3,000, balance 2,000, 50% utilization. Actually, that would be a 67% utilization. Sorry, my math was off there. MasterCard dropped their balance from 4,000 to 3,000. That is 75% utilization. So now we've got 5,000 used out of 7,000, which 5,000 out of 8,000. So we have 3, 3, and 2. So let's take a look at that. We've got 5,062.5% utilization. Not good. So let's take a look if one of them gets closed. So now you've got that Visa got closed because it wasn't being used. Well, now you're going to be even worse off because you're going to be using 5,000 out of 6,000, 83% utilization. So here's the issues, and this is roughly. Not anything over 50% is going to start negatively impacting your credit score. So if you've got a 70%, that's going to be bad. 90 is worse, and over 100 is even worse than that. That's what kind of where the breakpoints are. If you go downward, 30% helps your credit score. 10% helps it even more. So what are the options do you have if your credit limit decreased? You can contact the credit issuer and request they reinstate your previous credit limit or give you some portion of that credit limit back. There is no guarantee they'll say yes, but asking does not hurt. However, they may pull a credit report on you as part of their evaluation process. That inquiry could negatively impact your future FICO scores. So be sure to ask about that process so you can make sure a more informed decision to proceed with the line increase. You can apply for a new credit card as a means to get back that credit limit. However, the issuer will pull a credit report on you as part of the application review. That inquiry may negatively impact your future FICO scores. If approved, the new account will be reported to the credit bureaus, which will impact your length of credit history and potentially hurt your scores. If you have been actively and rarely used credit cards in your wallet, maybe a good idea to use some of them periodically. You can make a small dollar amount purchase. We talked about that. That'll show recent activity on the card, could help prevent an issuer from closing it down due to inactivity. Just a few ideas there for you. We always want to give you some solutions. It just drives me bananas when we talk to people and they tell you all the problems but don't give you any solutions. So that's just a few solutions for you. What happens if your deferred status has or is about to expire? What do you do after that? So here's some solutions for that one. Since the coronavirus first started, substantial impact in the U.S. economy, millions of people financially affected by the pandemic have entered into loan forbearance or deferred payment plans with their lenders. These programs are designed to temporarily suspend or reduce the amount of your monthly loan payment for a set period. There shouldn't be any fees, penalties, or additional interest added to your account through this deferment, but regular interest may still accrue. Key term to understanding here is temporarily. Many of these programs granted by lenders were set up for a 3 to 6 month period and could expire very soon. That means at the end of the period, the temporary deferment payment, that feature is going to stop and you'll be expected to start paying the loan based on terms you and the lender agreed to when you initially set up the program. What if your situation has not improved? Although the unemployment rate dropped from 13.3% in May to 11.1% in June, many states are now reporting an increase in coronavirus cases. Some states begun reinstating shutdowns. Some are loosening up. Still millions of people without jobs or working reduced hours, without steady employment, and income may still struggling to pay their bills. And we've talked to you about this. It's our belief that we're probably somewhere in the 18% legitimate unemployment. Why do I say legitimate? Because the headline numbers go from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. That's the U3. It does not take into account the pandemic unemployment assistance program. So if you find yourself in this situation with your deferred status set to expire, two things. Number one, reach out to your lender as soon as possible. Explain your circumstances, your need to extend a deferred payment plan and enroll in a new program. Do not assume the program terms will simply auto-renew. It's critical to have these interactions with your lender before the program expires. Not doing so could negatively impact your FICO scores if you miss a payment, and that missed payment could also be reported to the credit bureaus. Do your homework. Be prepared to discuss the program's payback structure. Three common structures include a deferment with a lump sum payment, deferment with partial payments, or a deferment with a loan term extension, which means they just put it at the end of your current loan. Be sure to document all interactions you have with the lender and carefully review any forms or agreements before signing to help prevent unwanted surprises down the road. If the lender agrees to enroll you in a program, the reporting of an account being in deferred or forbearance status is not considered negative by FICO scores, but it does show up on your FICO report. The information your lender will likely update on the account, such as current balance and payment status, and that's going to continue to be considered your FICO score. As such, you should continue with your lender on how they intend to report the account to the credit bureau. Make sure you talk to them about that. As the coronavirus pandemic continues, reaching out to your lenders and understanding the payback structure helps you be on top of your loans. And a big one that I'm a big fan of, I'll tell you right now, I am a big fan, and I don't get paid from them. Actually, I pay them to give me the same information I recommend for you. Be myfico.com, myfico.com. I'm a big, big proponent of them because it helps you watch your scores, understanding what is going to impact your scores both positively and negatively. Now, I've told you this before, I am a nerd, so I am watching these things all the time. But my deal is that I want to keep watching them to understand what I do that positively impacts my score, what I do that negatively impacts my score. Not that I want to negatively impact my score, but I do it for you, right? I'm out here educating you on what you should be doing and what you shouldn't be doing. How do I do that? Well, I do it simply by going and saying, okay, this is what I did. And I watch and say, okay, this is what effect it had. Is that good or is it bad? Right. So if it was a good effect, okay, I'm going to do it again. If it's a negative effect, I'm going to say, you know something, that's not a good idea. I'm not going to do that one again. So I understand that. I can then report that. That's how, even though FICO does not tell us exactly how they calculate their scores, what their algorithm is, some of us have learned it. As always, though, I ask you, set that first radio preset button to come back here and join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John and Sean, who are engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.